This is The Takeaway. I'm Lynn Scherr.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And, you know, as far as big numbers are concerned, I think we've all been a little recalibrated. I mean, when somebody who's supposed to have a good idea of numbers, the Secretary of the Treasury, the guy behind the cash register of the United States government, says that all we have left in the TARP, the bank bailout fund, is $109 billion, I have to say my reaction is a little skewed.
$109 billion, that's it? I mean, what can you buy with a paltry $109 billion?
We hold the world ransom for $100 billion.
Remember, the Treasury Department started out with $700 billion? Now, that's some real money. And what did we buy with the $600 bill they've already spent? The solvency of the financial system, some AIG bonuses, and some other stuff. Where did the money go? Well, with this last pitiful $109 billion, let's not just fritter it away, okay? I mean, what can we buy with, and let's call it an even $110 billion?
T-minus 17 seconds and counting. 15.
How about
12,
58 11, space shuttles? 10, that's the cost of the last 9, shuttle built, the Endeavor, $1.7 billion. Or how about some real estate? Did you know we can get an Ecuador, or two Tanzanias, or three Ghanas? Or we could just blow all the $110 billion on ending world hunger three times over. Imagine how impressed people would be at parties if you could say, I just went crazy and ended world hunger. Or be smart, pay down some debt. $110 billion? That's worth 26 days of the U.S. national debt. Or how about one-ninth of the total credit card debt in the U.S., which is $880 billion? Back in 1968, it was only $8 billion. We could buy 60% of annual U.S. war spending, which is $170 billion. Maybe not. Or we could just be silly, whimsical. How about 500 million iPhones? Or fiber optic broadband for the entire country, which means we could all video chat all the time. $110 billion buys you more than 10 annual Hollywood box office grosses. Imagine all the movies in one big blowout $110 billion weekend.
It's simple. Kill the Batman.
Once again, a UFO has landed in America. The only country UFOs ever seem to land in.
I think I figured it out.
He is not interested.
God help us all.
God help us all. All the movies, one weekend, $110 billion. Okay, let's really just go crazy. Jay Leno, I've heard, had something like 50 cars and motorcycles in his collection in some garage somewhere. How about we just buy a whole bunch of Hummers?
I believe the Hummer is the best vehicle on the road. Big, tough, aggressive, and it represents everything that we want at Ole Miss. I have my Hummer. You need a Hummer.
Hummer, Hummer, Hummer. You know, we could buy 1.7 billion Hummers at 60 grand each for a new H3. Last year, GM only sold 20,000. So you could save General Motors and give a Hummer to every man, woman, and child in China for $110 billion. Act now. There's only $110 billion left in the TARP, and at these prices, it won't last long, Lynn.
John, there's a call for you on the other line.
Really?
Yeah, Secretary Geithner, he's got a few problems with your math.
Oh, great. I'll take the call. Tim? Tim, can I call you Tim?
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.